You've just tuned in to the Hate It or Love It podcast. Hosted by Caleb Castile, Chris Stewart. Mediated by Moy Cardenas. We'll be covering sports, pop culture, current events, and local dining, and more. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at hateitorloveit_pod. So kick back, pour yourself a drink, and tune in. And remember, Mountaineers are always welcome here.
And we're back, baby. Episode 6 in the house. December 7th today. Let's go, Mountaineers. Watching right now, WVU take on St. John's. It's 9-8 in the first quarter. We got 13:25 seconds to go. Okay, let's get it going, baby. No, I'm kidding. But seriously, welcome back, you know, to the show. We're back at it. Let's get into it.
So, Caleb, you want to tell them about the drink of the day?
The drink of the day is Ciroc Red Berry. We got a little Canada Dry. Canada Dry, you know.
Ciroc, hey. Boys.
All right, I have a question. Is Ciroc actually as good as people say it is, or is it just because Diddy, it's like Diddy's brand?
Ciroc is as good as people say it is. It's a good vodka. It's good. It's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, I wouldn't say it's as good. Like, they make it seem like it's the best. I mean, it's up there.
People slice it up to a 9, and it's really an 8.
Yeah, it's not as good as, like, Burnett's. But
I mean, Burnett's is definitely better.
That's disgusting.
Nah, Ciroc's good though.
All right, so one of the things that we've been seeing a lot of is the Spotify 2019 playbacks. It kind of talks about your year and stuff like that. So, first of all, does anyone have Apple Music anymore? Because it looks like everybody has Spotify.
I've got both. But
Mr. Rich. Jeez. Over here.
And when I say I have both, Moy pays for the family plan for Spotify, I pay for the family plan for Apple Music. And I don't even use Apple Music. I use Spotify 100% of the time.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah, so, but I know a lot of people that are faithful to Apple Music, so, but I would say that like 30% of my friends are Apple Music. The remaining 70% are all about Spotify.
Yeah, honestly, like, I'm not big Apple Music. Like, I want something that's literally spot on. Huh, get it? But I mean, Spotify is something that, you know.
That was a good pun.
That was terrible.
That I like it a lot. I mean, yeah, I've had it since 2013. I don't know.
Early adopter over here. I mean, I've tried Apple Music. I don't know. Some of the playlists are okay, but I feel like Spotify playlists are just
way better.
Fire. Like every month or so, I'll go into like the new hip hop one or the new EDM one and kind of just check out. And I'll add at least like 15 songs from each playlist onto my stuff.
Yeah.
That's the thing with Spotify. They're spot on.
Spotify is literally like. Spotify is literally Cash App, and Apple Music is literally Venmo. Like, it gives me a bunch of extra stuff.
Spotify is Venmo.
Yeah. No, I don't need all
Apple
the extra.
Music is Cash App.
I don't
Cash
need
App.
All the extra.
What are you talking? You're
saying
part of the 2% of the population that thinks Cash App is better than Venmo.
Yeah.
What do you need? What do I need to see when you guys are sending money to each other? All I want to do is type it and send it and get it going.
What are you hiding?
I'm not hiding anything.
Kara, you
I'm
listening to this? What are you hiding?
He sent $20 to some girl the other day. I saw it.
Like, what? Like, what are you hiding? So, and Venmo, you can hide it if you want to. Venmo's just better. It's
so
used
that's
by everyone.
I gotta click out.
So
well,
here's
I mean,
the problem. Here's the problem with that. Everyone uses Venmo, except for 1% of the population like you that uses Cash App.
A lot of people use Cash App.
I got both.
No,
you guys
I have
Cash
both
App?
Too because of your ass.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't have it unless it was for you, because all you do is bitch about it.
I have Venmo as well, so it doesn't make a difference. Everyone sends me both.
But you complain if I send you something on Venmo.
That's not true.
And it's not like you need the money. You got a lot of money, so
oh,
you
chill,
don't need to
nah.
wait till Monday until the Venmo comes in. So.
Let's talk about proper etiquette. Okay, if you're sending cash to someone and they pay for something that day, you need to send an extra dollar or something like that, because they got to pay that fee for same-day transfer. You know what I'm talking about?
Nah.
Yeah.
They can wait? What are you talking about?
No,
if they're
covering it for you and you're like, oh, I'll just cash app you. You got to send an extra 50 cents or something
nah,
like that.
Nah. They're
what
good.
Do you think, Caleb?
They're good.
Depends. I mean, you don't know their situation. What if they need the money
well,
now?
Then they should have been like, well, they shouldn't have paid for
you should
my
be considerate,
part.
Though.
No, yeah. I'm inconsiderate. I bet
you a favor.
I bet you 100% of the listeners do not send an extra dollar.
Well, I know you don't, because if it's $10, you send me $9.99.
Yeah, it's just to piss you off, though.
Well, he already owes you like...
You don't know everyone's situation.
He already owes you like $3,000.
Yeah, so you owe me $3,000.
You just chalked that up at the 99 cents.
What? Like the 8 bets that we previously had that you've lost on. Speaking of bets, if you guys have Twitter, go ahead and jump on there. We got a boxing match poll going up. Me and Chris are going to box for charity here soon. We got a couple of undercards. Moy's going to be going against Mike Kundrak if we get that set
gonna
up.
Dog him.
Brandon and Bonnie.
Bonnie's taking Brandon easily.
I think Bonnie would beat Brandon. Brandon's not a fighter. He's a lover. He's a little... Brandon's a Klondike bar. He looks rough on the outside, but he's soft in the
inside. One with the crunch? The Klondike with the crunch? Yep.
That's all him. That's Brandon's all him. Brandon's going
to throw Amazon packages at Bonnie. Does it take him out or something?
It would just... Yeah. Bonnie would beat Brandon up.
Speaking of Amazon, I'm glad you brought that up. Have you guys had any of these packages that you'll order and you'll say, you'll do Prime. You'll say, okay, be here in 2 days. And then it'll say delivered, but really it was just delivered to the post office?
Yes, it's been happening to me. And I'm like, where the hell is my package?
It hasn't happened to me, at least yet.
It's happened to me.
And like, I'll have to check the tracking number and it's only been delivered to the post office. So then I'm waiting for the post office to get it delivered here.
And you don't know when they're going to deliver it.
You could get lost too.
Because even on like your Amazon devices, it'll say, like, it'll start blinking and it'll say, like, oh, the package has been delivered. And I'll look on my app and I'll click delivered and it literally just got delivered to the post office, not to my house.
Hmm. Yeah, like the post office, like, okay, I have a friend, he's like my best man in my wedding, and I sent him a save the date, but he didn't give me an address number. He just gave me...
I didn't give you the address number, I didn't give you the apartment number.
So, like, now it's held up and he was on Twitter complaining, so... I mean, that's kind of stupid to do, right? Not give someone your apartment number?
Yeah, it's kind of messed up. Put someone down because they live in an apartment. You live in a house. But
okay.
That's, it is what it is.
Okay. Anyway, back to the Spotify.
Yeah, Halo, right, we got Halo, on that one.
Let's go over your list. I bet number one is what? Like Ice JJ Fish?
That was actually on Apple Music. He's not on Spotify yet. But but my top five are actually Drake, Travis Scott, Future, Meek Mill, and Black. Some people might know him as Six Black, but that's incorrect. But other time.
He said he didn't mind in the song.
All right, and who was your top artist of the decade, Caleb?
Let me click through here just to make sure. I'm pretty sure we all know who that probably is, but your artist of the decade is... Drake! Even though that was Future, but that's a song that...
Was it Future?
Fail.
Future?
This is a pretty big deal. That's what it says on Spotify. But yeah, it was Drake. Chris, what's your top five in your song of the decade?
Good.
There's another screen after that.
Yeah, there's another screen that shows your top like five songs.
Yeah, good.
Girls Have Fun, this with Jeezy.
Sure it's not Girls Just Wanna Have Fun? That's all they really want!
No. Imported with Black, Broken Leg, and
Six Black.
The London. Yeah, but either way, go ahead.
All right, so my artist, like my list is like everywhere because my music taste is, I'm going to say it's a little more defined than y'all's. So number five, I've got Thomas Rhett. Number four, I've got Old Dominion. Three, Drake. Two, Khaled. One, Luke Combs. So, not anywhere close to y'all's, but...
Khaled was your number two?
Yeah. Well, because his... I don't even know what the album was called. Whatever the one he dropped out this year.
Real fan.
It was great.
Yeah, no, I mean...
I can't remember it right now. Top songs? Wow, this is really random, too. Here With Me by Marshmello. I really don't remember listening to that song that much, so this can't be right. She Got the Best of Me, Luke Combs. Love TKO, Teddy Pendergrass. Only the real ones will know.
That's T-Pain, right?
Anyways, Even Though I'm Leaving by Luke Combs. And see, I don't really agree with this list. And then the last one's Bad Luck, and that's Khaled.
You can't not agree with it. It's literally pulling your statistics.
Yeah, right? I don't agree with it. It's fake news.
Well, I thought
the artist thing is right, but the songs, I don't know.
Who's your artist of the decade?
Artist of the decade. It says this... This is what it says. I don't know if this is right. It says Justin Bieber. And the song, the music that defined me, I guess it has a top song, is What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber. Hey. So, I don't know. This is a little random. Granted, though, I will say this, though. I was heavy into Apple Music until maybe a year and a half ago. So,
bro, just it's not trying to hide that.
No,
to, like,
man,
the
I'm
beats.
Not. No.
You're a believer.
No, I have no problem with the Justin Bieber thing. I love Justin Bieber.
You're a believer is what they call
That's
it.
That's fine. He's like the modern day Justin Timberlake.
He said he hopes
Justin Timberlake fan.
He said he hopes Anne Frank would have been a believer.
Boo.
No, he really said that.
Really?
Yes, he went to the Holocaust Museum and said he wishes Anne Frank would have been a believer. So boo him. Boo your top artist of the decade.
I didn't hear it, so. Yeah, but for podcasts, here, I'll give you a list of my top podcasts. We've got, of course, Hate It or Love It podcast, Save America, A Work in Progress. Shout out to my boy Jacob. No Laying Up, that's a golf podcast. Everyone would find it pretty boring, except for me. And then the Joe Budden podcast, which is great, by the way. So if you haven't listened to that, highly suggest it. I would assume if this was like 6 months later, probably The Breakfast Club would be up there because I listen to The Breakfast Club a lot.
Highly suggest it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just the Breakfast Club show. It's just a put on a podcast.
I listen to it. I listen to it.
It's like on YouTube and everything.
Yeah, it's great, man.
Oh, I listen to that. I watch like the stuff anytime they have somebody on. They're just funny.
Yeah, they're great.
It's good.
All right, my top artists were, just like Caleb, Drizzy Drake was number one.
Hey.
My boy Posty Malone was number two. T Lane's number three. The Weeknd at number four. And then Chris Brown, the greatest R&B artist of our generation, number five.
Not named Justin Timberlake.
Please stop.
Chris Brown would.
Justin Timberlake is better than Chris Brown.
He was even a better dancer.
Justin Timberlake is a choreographed dancer. Chris Brown can freestyle any dance. Chris Brown's way better than Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake is better than Chris Brown.
Okay, people, please go on our Instagram and let us know who you think is better, Chris Brown or Justin Timberlake.
Hater love it underscore pod. I'm willing to bet that Justin Timberlake will win. I mean, Justin Timberlake's Justin just better than Chris Brown. And there's no disrespect to Chris Brown. I like Chris Brown. Justin Timberlake's just better. And, you know, you shouldn't disrespect the pioneers.
My top artist of the decade is The Weeknd, because I've been on him since House of Balloons.
Bro, you used to listen to The Weeknd nonstop when I lived with you in college. It was...
Bro, I'm a real fan. I listen to him on the weekday. That wasn't good at all. I got Old Town Road as one of my top songs, the remix. And then just a bunch of Tory Lanez songs. But yeah. So let us know what your top artists were, if you have any really surprising ones. And like, who is your artist of the decade? Who defined you like the past couple of years? Was it Justin Bieber? Maybe.
And also, I'd like to see, who do you think had the best list? We'll post that on Instagram at Hate It or Love It underscore pod.
All right, so on to the next topic. There was a picture that came out on Twitter, and it was kind of an open-ended question, which one are you? And it showed wings, like, depending on the level that you eat them. It's 1 through 5, and it kind of shows, like, how much meat do you take off the bone? Caleb, you're going to put that picture up, but let them know what number you are.
Yes, to give a little color on that, there's, like, 5 different... It goes, like, 1's the worst, 5 is, like, I guess you could say the best. I guess it depends on what end of the spectrum you're on. So, like, 1 has, like, a little bite out of it, like, 1 bite. 2 has a little more, and then, like, you can guess all the way to 5 is literally, like, someone literally sucking the whole entire chicken wing bone, like, completely dry. Like, all I don't see anything on there. Yeah, all the gristle is gone, everything. Basically, like, sucking the marrow out of the bone and everything, all that kind of stuff. But, I would say I'm probably like a 3.5. Like, the one here for 4 is pretty much like, excuse me. The one for 4 is like starting to get a little too into the gristle for me. Like, because sometimes I'll take a bite out of the wing and like I'll get that little chewy piece. I'm like, I'm good. So 3 is like, there's just still enough. So I'm like right there in the middle. I don't know. What about you guys?
I am definitely more towards that 4. I clean that bone right off, especially if I got some good ranch. And, you know, of course, the drum, because drums are way better than flats are, so.
You eat ranch with your wings.
Yeah, that's the only way to eat them.
No, man, you will get made fun of.
Blue cheese is gross.
Blue cheese is the only way, it's the only thing you eat your wings with.
No, I'm a wing connoisseur, and ranch with drums, not flats, are the only way to go.
Anyways, we'll get to that in a second, but... I'm more in the 4-2. 5 is like completely nothing there. And to Caleb's point, the gristle. Yeah, I'm not down with all that chewy shit. So, yeah, I'm more in the 4 range. Man, I know some people, though, that are in like that 2 range. They take one bite out of the wing, maybe another bite, and that's it.
It's honestly kind of offensive.
It is offensive. It's very offensive.
Like, there's so much meat on there. It's kind of ridiculous. You're wasting so much food.
I agree. What's your favorite flavor? I'm Obey all the way.
But then when we got Obey at the draft, you made a big stink about it because you were like, oh, no one likes Obey except for Caleb.
No, that was Lemon Pepper.
Oh, Lemon Pepper.
I like it, but...
Those are some of the best there.
Yeah but no. I mean, you do have a tendency to just kind of choose what Caleb wants. So.
Oh, okay, yeah. Everyone ate them. They were gone.
He's an only child.
You're used to just having your way.
What Caleb wants, Caleb gets.
Right, you can't challenge him.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's the end of the world. That's how only kids are. Only... They don't get their way. It's the end of the world.
I'm good.
They have to... Yeah, it's just bad. It's just bad.
We do everything what you want. You should have been an only child.
No.
Okay.
No.
You literally texted us 5 times this morning because we didn't reply back. We have lives too, bro. We have
stuff. I want to answer. Well, what do you think's better though, wings wise? Drums or flats?
I mean, I was never in band, so definitely a flat. I'm not a drummer.
Drums are way better. The flats are drums are way better.
No way. Flat, if you know how to eat a flat right, you just take the little, I'm holding a flat right now in my brain, just to let you guys know. Take the flat, you put your fingers in the back, and you just pop it up, and just take a bite out of all of it, and you can get it all, and then you just just dip it perfectly.
Or would you rather have the drum where you just pick it up, you dip it in, you bite it? And it's literally that easy. You don't have to get your two fingers in between the wings.
You don't have to
push the meat up.
You just turn it. That's all you have to do. Turn it, just get the other side.
Not as good as meat.
Turn it in that delicious blue cheese.
The gristle is always in the
drums. Man, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I do.
No. You just get that drumstick, you dip it in there, and you turn it.
Yeah. All right, so what do y'all think? Do you like drums or flats better? Which one do you think is the better wing?
Well, and back to sauce, I mean, it depends, right? Because you can't get the sauces everywhere. I mean, Asian Zing is probably my favorite, like at B-Dubs. Asian Zing, stuff like that. Asian Zing, mango, habanero.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess like anywhere, probably like lemon pepper or something like that. It depends on where I'm going. I mean... Kegler's for all you local WVUers. Definitely the hot barbecue. That's like one of the best.
Yeah, that place went downhill though. So, but it was good back in the day. Yeah.
Why did it go downhill? What happened?
What
happened the last time you ate there?
It made me really sick, and that's all I'm gonna say about that.
We were at the bar downtown, right? And you had to leave.
Bro, come on, man. No. It just made me really sick, and I've heard from other people. That it's just not good anymore. But
you got gold wings, right? Is that what it was?
Got the gold wings. Yeah. So gold, if you go to Morgantown, West Virginia, go to Kegler's, don't get the gold wings.
That was so bad.
Unless you want to be sick. But nah, my favorite is Obey and then like hot.
I'm a simple guy. I like mild. Just give me the mild all day.
Bro, you eat fucking ranch with your wings, man. I don't want to hear shit from you.
Yeah, also, ranch or blue cheese is definitely blue cheese.
It's blue cheese all the way.
Ranch. Ranch tastes different at different places. If you get a place that makes really good ranch, like Glory Days, bomb.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Anyways, blue cheese is the way to go.
On to another subject from last episode. Just wanted to give you guys an update. So it looks like one of my good friends, you guys might have heard of him, his name is Christopher Stewart, will be indeed receiving and getting a tattoo for Fantasy Football League
this
year.
I lose
this
week.
You're playing me, so you're going to lose.
So, I don't think there's any comeback from him. Our other good friend, Albie Marone, he's in 11th place right now. One game up, but it looks like, I don't think Chris has a chance. So we'll see how it goes. It'll be fun. We'll definitely, like I said before, we'll live stream that. You guys will see a video of him getting that tattoo when he gets it.
What is the tattoo going to say?
Well, I guess it's still up in the air, but as of now, it's going to just say FFL19.
Fantasy. That's all it
Football
has to
loser
say.
19. But if we get enough votes
whoever
from you guys...
Whoever loses is going to have to do it. No, there's no... We're not voting on this shit. That's the rules of the game. And I'm not finishing last, so I have nothing.
We should do it in Comic Sans.
Not
like,
even worried.
Do the most obnoxious font we could do.
Nope.
He gets to pick where it's at. He gets to pick what. As long as he gets it, then that's up to him. But there will be video, and it will be fun.
Doesn't he have to wear a dress to the draft next year too? Isn't that something?
That was one of the things I think we said about the last three people. Which...
No. It was last two. Don't try to make it last three.
No,
now.
Whoever the loser is this year, it's just a tattoo. I didn't hear anything about a dress.
I don't care.
I'm not losing.
Even if it's don't worry more. Even I know you're fourth to last, not third to last. Brandon's third to last. So it'd be Brandon, Albie, and Chris wearing dresses if it was the last three. But we'll keep you guys updated. We still got basically another 8 months before that comes around. But the tattoo will be fun. So Chris, I hope you're prepared. Have you thought about where
Albie's
you're going to get it at?
Yeah. No, because I'm not going to be last place, so I haven't really even thought about it, to be honest with
you. Get a face tap, bro.
I haven't thought about it.
Those are, like, in style now.
I'm going to get, like, a half sleeve of, like, stuff that I want, but nothing to do with being last place, because I won't be last place.
Tattoos are like stories, bro, and that'll be a good story for you to tell. I'm awful at fantasy football, and, like, my friends made me get a tattoo.
Fantasy football is purely luck. Like I said, this one is my fault. I made some bad choices, but I'm not finishing last. I haven't even thought about the tattoo because I'm not getting the damn tattoo.
I mean, I at least want to say, sure, luck may play something to it, but if you get last place, that's just terrible. Like, it's almost...
I'm not last in points.
That doesn't matter. It's a record. It's not points.
I'm not last in points.
Did you make the playoffs last year? Like, the winners playoffs?
No, I didn't make the playoffs last year.
No, this guy sucks.
But, I mean...
He does suck, but, I mean, Moy, I don't think you're making it this year, so...
That's fine. I won first place the year before, and I won second place the following year, so... I'm doing pretty well.
I don't see anything about you getting second place. You got second place last year. I don't see you winning at all. Don't remember that.
I did that the year before. No, because you guys aren't going to give me my trophy that I deserve.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like when Brandon brings up the Lions having NFL championships. All right, they have championships... But we do Super Bowls now, so you don't have any Super Bowls.
Okay,
that's just the way it is.
I'm nullified from one last place win for like our entirety of the league.
No,
yeah, it's only fair that way.
Speaking of football, you think Tom Brady is
he's hanging
finally
up.
Over the hump? You think this is like finally
over the hump? Meaning like he's over the hill, like he needs to retire and just give it up, or he sucks?
No,
over the hump,
no. I'm not saying that. I'm saying as far as He's not good enough to make a team win now. He needs pieces around him. For example, Peyton Manning in his last year with Denver. Denver had a great defense. They had offensive weapons around him. And Peyton didn't have to do as much. Where New England, they don't have any weapons around him. And it is still required of Tom Brady to do so much. And he's 42 years old. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know. Like, the defense is playing phenomenal right now, but he just doesn't have it. Like, Mitch Trubisky has better stats over the past, like, 10 games than Tom Brady has.
Right. But what I'm saying, though, is that, yeah, he needs pieces around him to make him better, because if that defense isn't playing like the Broncos or like the 03 Buccaneers, like, they're not going to win games.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%.
It's so much is more... It's still required of Tom.
The Cowboys almost beat them. We, the Eagles, almost beat them. The Texans did beat them.
Right.
They're probably going to lose this week to the Chiefs. I picked the Chiefs in that game.
Yeah, I mean, Chiefs will probably win that game.
Yeah. If you can have a team that can score, then it's going to work out. He doesn't have anybody, like, yeah, he needs players to be better. It's over for him. He needs to go out on, like, sorry, but...
He doesn't need
to pull a Kobe and stay around too long. He needs to just retire
and
know when it's time and not do the bullshit of sticking around too many years after and just like whatever.
Well, yeah, and I thought that he should have retired last year because like the way his career would have ended, it's like a Hollywood ending and everyone loves Hollywood endings, right? So if he would have retired last year, he beat the Rams. That's the first team he won his first Super Bowl. That's the team he won his first Super Bowl against, the Rams. So it's just kind of like
first
you know, life comes full circle, all that stuff. It just would have been a Hollywood ending. Everyone loves a Hollywood ending. And now I feel like he's kind of sabotaged that because, and granted, I've said this years before and then they go off and win. But, you know, it doesn't look good for him as far as, you know, he doesn't have the pieces around him. And he realizes that. You saw, heard the audio of him just basically telling his receivers, we got to be faster, more explosive, blah, blah, blah. So he knows that he doesn't have the pieces around him necessarily to win a Super Bowl. So it'll be interesting to see, and I think the Chiefs are going to catch their stride, and they're going to do their thing for sure.
Did you see where Antonio Brown apologized yesterday?
To the Steelers?
To the Steelers and just people in general. Anyone that's offended is basically a blanket apology. Some people think that he may actually...
go back to the Steelers.
He might go back to the Patriots because.
But yeah, we talked about that last episode. I don't think it could happen, but I doubt it.
Yeah, because apparently Tom Brady and Bill Belichick were pissed that they ended up releasing him because they knew like, well, we don't have shit on this team,
right?
So we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting to see, but I don't know. It'll be a long shot, but
yeah,
there's a will of the way.
Another thing about maybe being over for him, you think the Rams are just legit not good?
Yeah, I don't think they're that good. I think, well, literally, Jared Goff sucks. Their defense is all right, but Jalen Ramsey's been terrible since they traded for him. They traded away Marcus Peters, and he's killing it now in Baltimore. Right. And Gurley is, like, he's done.
Yeah, his knee's shot.
It's not going to get any better. Like, this is only going to get worse. And, like, so that was a terrible contract for them to sign. So I don't think that's going to work out in their favor. So, yeah, I don't think anything's going to really work for them. But hopefully they beat the Cowboys next week. Down for that.
Cowboys keep getting railed. Well, the game really doesn't really matter. It's just going to come down to you guys, what, week 16?
Yeah, week 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, we play them week 16. It'll be interesting. We also play the Redskins, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to play us. We're hot right now. Haskins is playing better. Defense is playing well. There's just a new like sense of urgency.
It'll be good. It'll be fun. We'll be there. So we'll get to watch the game. It'll be fun. The
tickets are cheap, but look, the Redskins have been so bad, man. I told myself I'm not giving – if the ticket was 50 cents, I'm not giving Dan Snyder that 50 cents.
Just wait. I'll post a Snapchat or Instagram story via
– And it all depends on the weather, too. In there. It all depends on the weather. You know, some of these cities around the country, they get the fans get the whole fair weather, you know, title, which, you know, they only want to be associated with the team when they're doing well. Well, I'm a fair weather fan in the sense of the weather needs to be fair. So if the weather's not good, I'm not going.
Same 50 degrees and right now for next Sunday.
Yeah, and then it goes back to don't really want to give Dan Snyder, even if it was 50 cents, I don't want to give him 50 cents. That guy sucks.
He needs to pay you.
We need to fire Bruce Allen. We're not going to get rid of Dan Snyder because he owns a team, but Bruce Allen has to go, but that's just my 2 cents.
Sell the team.
They need to change.
Have you seen those cups or whatever?
They need to change. I actually had a beer.
I was gonna Harper's Ferry Brewing, right?
Yep, I had it. It was cool.
Harper, shout out to them.
Yeah, and you know, like I said in earlier episodes, I don't really like IPAs, and maybe it's just because it said sell the team, but I really liked it. It was good. The juice. It was really good. I got two of them. I got two cups.
Harper's Ferry is in West Virginia, right?
Yeah, so Harper's Ferry is in West Virginia, but the brewery is actually in the address is Virginia. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I kept wondering. It's literally right over the line, yeah.
I kept wondering why people were calling it Virginia Brewery. I was like, that's West Virginia Brewery. Like, give us our credit.
Yeah, but, no. Okay. It's literally right over the Virginia line, but
they use that Harper's Ferry name like it's
right.
West Virginia.
Yeah, because it overlooks Harper's Ferry and everything.
Which is a beautiful view, by the way.
We need to get the credit for it.
Yeah, it's actually one of my favorite breweries. Obviously, Vanish will be number one, but Harper's Ferry Brewing is nice. Definitely check it out.
I like that.
Beers are good, too.
I like the view. It's really nice there.
Yep. I haven't had their food there, but the view is beautiful.
Oh, they have like a
beautiful
food truck, I think, in the back, right?
I think so.
They have a couple. Like, I think it's just like whatever.
Is Dirty Dogs going to be there?
Well, you know, we can't really talk about that because everyone's not under NDA.
So. Oh, okay. That's something top secret. Maybe you guys will hear one episode when we announce it.
Okay.
One day.
Well, in other news, this update for you guys, WVU is tied with St. John's 36-36 at the halftime. So we'll give you guys an update if we are still recording by the time this game ends. But hopefully we can pull this one out. We're undefeated right now, so trust the climb. This is basketball, though. We always going to trust the climb. Also, Tiger Woods has dropped one stroke behind the leader, Stenson, in the Hero World Challenge. Hopefully he can pull that out today. Chris, you got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I hope he can pull it out. Ever since he got his knee surgery this past winter, he's actually shot all of his rounds in the 60s except for one. And hopefully he gets over that like emotional high of winning the Masters, the 19 Masters. And well, I could talk about golf all day, but in my opinion, that's the greatest comeback story in sports history. I mean, it's not even close.
Well, I mean, besides LeBron bringing the Cavs back down.
No.
3-1.
It doesn't even come
against
close.
Against the greatest team.
No, it doesn't even come close because what LeBron did was great, but this guy, Tiger Woods, in 2009, I believe. All that shit went down with him and his wife and
him cheating.
It's been
10 years since he got in that accident.
Yeah. So all that went down. This guy got publicly humiliated, and then he comes back. He has a year here, a year there, and especially 2013 plays well, and then he gets, all these injuries, and just nobody thought you can look through all these videos on YouTube. Oh, he'll never win again, and then he wins. I mean, it was just that's the greatest comeback, and I think anybody with a decent sports mind would say so. So if you think LeBron's bringing a championship back to Cleveland's better than that, then you Cleveland! Don't know what the hell you're talking about. But that was great though too. That was, and I think too that helped too when LeBron. I think the Cleveland fans knew LeBron wasn't going to stay there long term, but since he brought him a championship,
yeah,
they'll always appreciate that, and that's good.
Was that the year Caleb was a Cleveland fan?
Yeah, Caleb. Wherever that was the year that was a LeBron for everyone fan, that's a Hate It or Love It podcast fan, Caleb. Wherever LeBron goes, that's his favorite team.
Really? Because so. I'm a Lakers fan now? Good try.
No, I mean, I catch you watching Laker games now, keeping up with
them. I watched the NBA.
You were Miami fan. First you were a Cleveland fan. No, then you were Miami. Then you were a Cleveland. Now you're a Laker fan. Sixers were going to get good. I'm a Sixers fan now.
No, that's not true. I was an Allen Iverson fan back in fifth grade.
Kobe's better.
Okay, sure. And then I became a LeBron fan. That was it. I've always still been an Iverson fan, so forth and so on. Then I said, 5 years ago? I said, when LeBron leaves Cleveland.
The Sixers
were 5 years ago. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Said, now I'm going to be a Sixers fan. I'll be a Sixers fan. Basically, Philly fan. Rest of my life.
Man, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Flyer die. Flyers are also on their way up in the NHL, baby. So all them Caps fans.
Now he's a hockey fan.
Keep that energy.
Philly fans are the absolute worst fan base out there.
It just explains, they have a personality, and Caleb fits that Philly asshole personality.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Not me.
Caleb's the one you see on those viral videos of Philly fans just, dumb stuff at people.
Seriously,
and stuff
that's who I think about when I see him. Like, oh, I can see Caleb doing that.
Yeah, definitely. Uh-huh. Especially you get a little of the elk in him.
Yep.
Wait till we get these gloves.
Ooh, the charity match. I'm going to live stream that for everybody.
Everyone listening definitely knows I would beat you in a boxing match.
All right, we'll see.
And I'm saying, I'm not trying to disrespect you. It literally would not go any longer than, it would go three rounds at the most.
There's gonna be
and I'm
two,
saying, I could probably
hits.
Knock you out in the first round.
Two hits. Me I and you and you hitting the floor, round. Boy. That's going to be it. So remember that.
Seriously, I don't think it'd
keep
go past three rounds,
that's
man.
Fine.
I think
I said,
I'd beat
get the gloves, we're going
to
see.
Do either of y'all have the stamina to go three rounds?
Yep. I can go 12, 13, 14, 15, however long it takes.
Okay.
But it won't go that long.
Calm down, Mayweather.
Ha. Huh. You thought.
We'll see. We'll see.
Battle of the Lightskins coming soon.
Make sure y'all tune in. Speaking of
Lightskin,
I'm actually going to have to ask your dad his opinion on that since we'll see him later tonight at the Christmas party. Can't wait to get some of that good cooking, all that good stuff, a little drink.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a good time. Looking forward to it.
Does your dad have eggnog at the party?
He does, but it's not homemade. So the stewards, we like eggnog, but not enough to make it homemade and but eggnog's good.
Yeah.
But in doses, right? I don't want a full cup of eggnog. I want a smaller half cup. You know what I mean? Much of it is
What is eggnog? Cuz I don't like it. I tried it before. It's disgusting. What is it? No one knows. You guys drink it and you don't know what it is.
I can't even tell you off the top of my head. All I know is it's good.
I don't know all the ingredients.
It's like too creamy. I don't know. It's weird.
No, it's good, man. It just kind of right when you taste it, you just think about Christmas.
Is it liquor inside of it?
You can put rum into it. Yeah,
rum.
Some people put rum into
it. Does all of it have alcohol?
Shout out Mike Morales. Papa
this is
Morales
one with
puts,
this is one
rum
with
into it.
Rum. So this is 4 egg yolks. What? Sorry.
Shit, I knew that was
egg. I just saw something on here just to make a lot of sense to me. So 4 egg yolks, and then sugar, milk, heavy cream, bourbon, nutmeg, and then also 4 egg whites. That's why I made that. Cause so 4 egg yolks and 4.
So you got to whip the egg whites till they get fluffy.
Yeah, and then do that. So this kind of process.
Background for you.
Nah, man, eggnog is good though. I mean, like I said, I'm not here to drink it all night. Obviously, but it's
all
good.
Night.
See, have y'all had horchata? Have you ever had horchata?
What is horchata?
It's like a Spanish rice milk kind of drink.
I've had horchata.
It's very similar to eggnog, but I think that would be a lot better. And it tastes like holidays to me because my mom would make it like every holiday. But I think if you put some cinnamon in there and some rum, way better than eggnog. I might have to try it, actually.
I'd love to try it.
Yeah, maybe we should do that. I mean, do you guys have any like festive drinks that you guys drink during the holidays that isn't eggnog? That's kind of like you only make around these times of the year?
Burnett's candy cane, right?
Oh, man, you're on this Burnett's kick this episode, I see.
I bet that's a real flavor. That's the sad part.
I thought it was. Isn't Burnett's candy cane a flavor?
I'm sure they got a flavor for everything.
Mr. Brandon Tripp probably has drank that before.
It tastes like college all over again.
Svedka. Remember Brandon used to drink that all the time?
That cheap
shit. What do we call that? Brandon juice?
Yeah, the Brandon juice. You know, it's kind of funny, though. Like, around Christmas time, I'm not, like, a huge gin drinker, but I would drink gin, like, more around Christmas because, like, that shit tastes like Christmas tree.
Moscow Mules?
Moscow Mule, yeah. I mean, I'll drink those all year round, but yeah.
We got the setup tonight for the mules?
We got the mules. Actually, I stopped to make old fashions.
Okay. Remember when your dad drank them?
Yeah, that dude was knocked out.
He drank like eight of them. He was like, oh, I can handle these. I walk upstairs and he just passed out on his bed laying like he's in a coffin.
Out. Old guys can't hang anymore.
Yeah, you guys can't get turned up tonight. Your grandma's not going to be about that. She don't play them games with you guys getting that.
She didn't play them games with you.
Well, you? Caleb's the alcoholic now, yeah, right?
Caleb got the tag of the alcoholic.
It used to be me for how many years?
It was Moy. Which I don't even know why, but you know, she's just got to have something to worry about. Yeah. So that's how grandmas are. Grandmas are great people.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
All right, so staying on this Christmas theme, did you guys get gifts for people yet? Like, how do you go about finding the right gift for people? When do you start buying gifts? Like
for your significant other?
Significant other, family, like, what's your strategy? Mm. I mean, I'm just a Cyber Monday, Amazon, order everything and just get it then.
So you're done?
I got a couple things, but yeah, pretty much.
So, for my family, I probably don't, like, really get into it. Let's see, it's December, today's the 7th. Maybe, like, another week from now, so, like, I kind of start, like, super late. I kind of already know what I'm going to get them, though. So it's just kind of a matter of, like, going out and getting it or actually, like, ordering it. For a significant other, let's say if it's, like, the first year for a significant other, you don't want to set the bar too high, right? You don't want to get them some stuff that costs, I don't know, I'll just use an example, $500. Well, then next Christmas has to be $600. I mean, I don't mean to be putting a money... You know, to it. Yeah, but you get my point, though. Like, you cannot get something worse the next year because they're just not going to be happy. So it's all about realistic presents. And you kind of maybe need to talk to them about that before. Like, oh, hey, what's, you know what I mean?
A budget amount.
Setting expectations.
Yeah, exactly. Because the worst thing, too, is you don't want to have this one person that went all out for you, and then you have this other person that just got you, like, I don't know, like, something that's just not even close. So, I
mean, socks.
Like socks, which it's funny you mentioned that. My appreciation for getting socks as gifts, ever since I got older, it's just, I'm not mad anymore. When I was a kid, I was pissed. Like,
what are you gonna do?
Damn socks. These dress socks?
Yeah.
I don't even wear these things.
Now you want the fuzzy socks.
Yeah. Give me all the socks. Caleb?
Yeah. I mean, I've done some shopping for my family. And people in general,
what about
so far, haven't got care anything yet.
Ooh. Wow. Kara, you publicly admit that? You should have been doing that 5 months ago.
I already know what I'm getting, though. I got it all written down. Like,
you know. Would you like to share that?
Well,
is it a surprise? Listens
to this, so I can't do that, you know.
No. So that leads me to my next question. So everything is legit a surprise.
She doesn't pick
no,
out.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I'll normally, like, I'm not one of the, it's kind of, I do the same thing that, like, so for my mom or anyone that asks me, like, what I want. I'll give them, like, a list of things. Like, so say I'll give them a list of 10 things. But I only want, like, one or two things off the list. I'm just saying, so I still have the surprise element. But these are actually things that I want. I'm not going to say, I want this one thing, and then they give me the one thing, but then they give me 10 other things that I really don't care about. Not saying that I'm not grateful, but you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know, everyone gets something from somebody that, like, they may not be fond of. So why would I not just give you a list of, here's a bunch of things that I want, only get me, like, one or two of them, and we'll all be happy. I'll be surprised, so you'll be happy, and I'll be happy because I got something that I wanted.
Right.
So I have Kara does the same thing. She'll send me a list of stuff she wants, and I'll kind of just pick and choose around on there what I'm going to get. Just kind of, So it's a surprise element, but also it's things that she's asked for before.
Right.
Or in my
phone. She just doesn't know what you're going to get from that list for her.
Right. And then the same thing, like, throughout the year, she mentions something and she doesn't get it. I'll kind of just put it in the back of my mind, or I'll even put it, like, I don't know. Maybe sometimes in my Amazon cart and then save for later.
Do you guys share it, though?
Amazon? Like
the Amazon cart?
No.
No, okay.
She'll just send me what she wants. Smart. I'll buy it.
That is smart.
And then that'll be it.
Oh, that way you only have to use your Amazon credit. Not Caroline to worry about it. Is she like a... like an expensive Christmas person, or is she just kind of moderate? Like, just stuff that she needs.
I mean, I got her iPad last year for Christmas.
Woohoo!
But I mean, nothing.
Oh, you rich, rich.
No, chill. I mean, nothing crazy, like in that range, I guess. I mean, just like iPad, small, like.
That's kind of like normal now.
Yeah, it's not like anything.
So, what do you think, though, like about, like, you know, you guys have been, like, with your significant others for a while now. What do you think, like, if your first Christmas together, would you have a conversation to like set a standard, or would you just kind of trust each other that, all right, they know that like this is the first Christmas and not to go all out?
I think you got to talk about it.
I feel like you do too. Yeah.
Absolutely. One person's always going to be just probably usually the guy. I got to go all out and buy like a bunch of expensive jewelry. I got to buy a bunch of clothes. I got to buy all this stuff for her. And she might just be like, well, I don't really know what he likes. Let me just get him some Amazon gift cards or something like that.
That'd be cool with.
Yeah. I mean, are you asking for personal advice, or you're just asking in general?
I'm just asking in general.
Okay, I was just curious. But yeah, I mean, not make it a big conversation, but just be like, you know, are we going to, like, just in a roundabout way, be like, okay, like, we're going to do gifts for each other? Like, I don't want to get a gift and make it awkward. Like, you know, because some people get people gifts, and it's like this huge thing. Like, oh, well, I don't know if I should get him a gift, or I don't know if I should get her a gift, because I don't know if she's going to get me one, like... It doesn't have to be that big of a surprise. Like, you guys can just ask and have the conversation. Like, you know, this is, if you're planning on being with this person, this is going to be, like, the last thing that you really need to, like, stress about.
Right.
Like, oh, man, Christmas or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, you should definitely ask, figure it out.
Yeah.
But if you're spending a lot of time with this person talking to them, you're probably going to know, like, mm-hmm. one of these little gifts or something that they've already want. Because especially when you're in, like, the beginning phases, you guys are talking about, like, every single thing. Like, oh my God, I just saw this, I just did that. Like, not say that everyone doesn't do that already.
Right.
I'm just saying, you're starting to learn each other. So you're starting to find things that, you know, they like, whatever. Now, when you're with someone for a long time, you kind of already know, like, their style, what they want, things like
that. Right.
So. Yeah, I mean, today's actually my 1-year anniversary of being engaged.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Woo!
Thank you. This time last year, I was in New York, and I bought an engagement ring. So I feel like that should buy me, like, a couple Christmases, right?
I don't think it works like that.
I wish it did. It should, right?
Yeah, it should.
Well, you guys just bought a house too, so you guys probably shouldn't get gifts for each other like ever then, right?
Yeah, at least
I'm okay with that. No, I mean, what we've been doing a lot more of now is we try to take trips and like do experiences instead of buying each other gifts.
Y'all take a trip to see me, but...
I did, so... Anyway. So we just went on the cruise, and then we went to New York again, which we do every year. I don't know, I just kind of like the trips better. I feel like throughout the year, we just get each other kind of things that we want.
Yeah, and make memories.
We should try to make memories and stuff like that, because you never know, you know.
Right. That's true.
This Christmas.
Don't.
No, but, yeah, I think that was cool. What did you guys go see? Like a Nutcracker or something yesterday?
The Rockettes.
The Rockettes.
They did the Nutcracker and a bunch of other stuff. It's like the girls, the show girls who do the line dances. It was pretty cool, though. I think it's something that everybody should go at least once in their lifetime. Because their singing is, like, on point. They all sounded so good, and everything was tightly choreographed. It was good. Everybody should go see it. If you're ever in New York, you got to go see the Rockefeller Tree.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool thing to see. And then just eat. I don't know.
Yeah, they got, like, they got really good Applebee's there.
They did, actually.
I know, right in Times Square, you see it. I'm like, man, what the hell is Applebee's doing here?
Yeah.
Funny story I'll share with you. So the last time I was in New York, I took a Uber. I was staying in New Jersey for a wedding, and I hadn't been to Times Square since I was like 6 or 7 years old, so I wanted to see Times Square again. So I hop in the Uber. This very friendly Uber driver is, you know, she's driving, we're talking, we're having a conversation. I'm like, so you have any like good places you suggest to eat? Doesn't have to be in Times Square. I'm like, down to go anywhere, but I just want to see Times Square. You know, I haven't seen it in a while. She's like, yeah, there's this place, Dave's. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she's like, I can't. There's more to it. And Dave's, you know, that's what it's called. It's Dave's. And we keep talking, and it's just not, like, she will not let it go. So finally, we're getting, like, into Times Square. She's like, Dave and Buster's. That's the place. And wow. I was just like, what? Out of all these places, you're going to suggest Dave and Buster's? And I didn't go there.
They have unlimited games and wings man. On Sunday.
It was, I just thought that was funny. Like someone that had like lived in the area that long, and she's the best thing she could come up with was Dave and Buster's.
I just like to find like little pizza places that are like dollar slices and just grab them because they're usually pretty good.
Chicago deep dish is better.
Oh, I've way better.
Never been to New York.
You never City. Been?
What?
No. You want to come in the summer? We go in the summer too.
Yeah, I'm you got to go in the summer. I mean, the Christmas stuff is cool, but
I want to go to TRL.
Everything's better in the summer.
Total Request Live. I don't think that's around anymore, Mr. Castillo.
See, Carson.
Damn, Caleb's showing his age. I think, what is he turning, 30 this year, Caleb?
Yeah, Caleb does 30. 30
in 2020, so not this year, next year.
So for all of our senior listeners, you'll have one joining you next year.
I'm just more mature than you guys. It's fine.
No, yeah, you got to do the New York thing, man. It's cool. I mean, it's super touristy, but it's cool just to experience it and see. Yeah, I could never live there, but...
Yeah.
Or drive there. Yeah. I could never drive there.
Yeah. It's, yeah, New York's definitely a must. All the big cities are definitely a must. You know, New York.
Have you been to Chicago? Because you were talking about
Chicago
the deep
is great. Yeah, Chicago. And so when I went to Chicago, it was in mid-September, and it was beautiful. It was the best, like, weekend, like, weather-wise you could, like, ever imagine, especially, like, being out in the water and whatnot. But yeah, you got to go to New York, you got to go to Boston, you got to go to Chicago, Miami,
I don't know about Boston,
Los Angeles. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess you don't really have to put Boston in there. But yeah, New York, Miami, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Diego, New Orleans, year, right? Austin, Texas. Yeah, Vegas. Going to Miami for Mr. Cardenas.
It's Mr. Mendoza.
Mendoza, Cardenas, wait, whatever. You told him? Yeah, he already knows. We're going to Miami for the bachelor party, so
yeah, he already told me. I already know.
Oh, well, wow. We're with the surprise.
He could pull a switcheroo on me, and we could end up boar hunting somewhere.
But, I wanted to do it, but you didn't want to, so.
I mean, you don't want to get too close to never mind.
You call it Chicago. Caleb calls it Chi-Rack, right, Caleb? Yeah.
Anyway,
the Windy City Chi-Rack.
Caleb's from them streets.
Skirt.
Yeah, I mean, so let us know what you think about, you know, the gift giving. What do you have to do? How do you do it correctly? Do you guys go all out, or do you kind of set each other with a little budget? Thanks for listening to the episode. Follow us on Instagram. Where can they follow us at, Caleb?
And Hate It or Love It Pod.
Okay, and look out for that tattoo video coming soon. Thank you. Bye.